Mai ora e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai, welcome to the Māori Millionaire Podcast, where we talk all things mindset, energetics and business. I'm your host, a six-figure business owner, Te Kahukura Buenton, and I am so excited to be chatting with you all today. Today we're going to be talking about how I quit my job and how I scaled my business to five figures a month. Now, I just want to dive straight into it, as I always do. I don't like podcasts when there's just so much kerfuffle before they get into things, so let's just dive straight into it. So when I wanted to become a self-employed business owner, I remember being at my old job, and it used to be something that I would daydream about. Sometimes I was doing my work and I would just fall into this like dreamland where I imagined myself working for myself. I also remember being very young when I was at high school. One of the schools I went to, it was a very weird school. We weren't really allowed to do other things at school but stay on the tennis court. Was it tennis court? Yeah, it was tennis court. And some people would walk up and down. Oh, also a netball court, sorry. We would walk up and down the court and some people would play with the netballs. And I remember walking with one of my friends at the time, and we were talking about what we wanted to do when we were older, and we were both talking about wanting to become YouTubers. We really wanted to create content, we wanted to be able to work for ourselves, we wanted all of the freedom that involved. And that is something that plays out in my mind a lot, is that from a very young age, I visualized the life that I wanted to live. And so when I was 18 and I didn't actually have money and I didn't have the business that I wanted and I didn't have the life that I had, you know, really dreamed of, I knew deep down that it was something that I was going to achieve. Like, there was something within me that told me that even though I was going through so many different struggles, I was just so many different things. We're not going to dive into it today, but I was really struggling with my mindset, with my mental health, with my physical health, with my money. And despite all of that, I knew that more was on its way and that things would eventually get better. And this is something throughout all of the different struggles of my life that I've always maintained, this part in my stomach that's told me that it will get better eventually, that even though I'm going through so many different things, it will eventually get better. And I can tell you, if you're exactly the same, it honestly does. And what this is the highest version of you. The highest version of you is coming through your puku, through your intuition, and she is trying, or he, if you're a tāne listening to this, they're trying to talk to you. They're trying to tell you to hold on and to keep pushing, and that eventually things will get better. Nothing happens like for no reason, right? Every single thing in life happens for a reason, and sometimes it takes a while for us to actually see this. Like, for example, you may have applied for a job and you didn't get it, and when you didn't get it, you were so upset and you know, like really beat yourself up for it, but then you didn't realize that actually a month later, a way better opportunity was coming for you, a way better job was coming for you, more pay, more freedom, all of the different things, right? So every single thing happens for a reason. But what I used to end up working for myself was I used visualization and manifesting techniques. One of the things that I used to do was when I was driving to my job, my real job that I was doing, I would pretend in my head that I was actually driving to a cafe to go and work for myself, because that's what I wanted to do. So now that I actually am self-employed, I do a lot of my mahi at home. I don't really as much like going to cafes because I find that I get very distracted. I'm always seeing people that I know and then they distract me in my mahi. So I like to work from home now. But back when I was working a job, I used to think that like that's how I was going to do everything. And for the first part of being self-employed, I did work at cafes a lot. But anyways, when I was working my normal job, I would imagine myself driving to a cafe to go and work for myself. And a lot of people who hear about visualization and manifesting techniques, they think that it is stupid. And they think that it's woo-woo. They think that it doesn't work. They think that it's just bull cucka. And I can tell you that I used to be exactly the same. I used to think that people who talked about visualization, people who talked about manifesting, that it was just bullcrap. It didn't work. But I want to really give you a book recommendation, and that's Think and Grow Rich, because this book will change your whole world. And this book talks a lot about visualization and manifesting techniques. So what I did by thinking about working for myself, and you can do this with other things too. Like, it doesn't just have to be driving to the cafe. It could be, waking up in the morning and maybe waking up without an alarm clock, which is something that I do now. I absolutely hate alarm clocks. And back when I was working a job, I had to, because I had to be at work at a certain time, right? But now that I work for myself, I really position my calls. So like, I still have like 9 a.m. calls sometimes with my clients, but because I go to bed early, like I'll definitely wake up in time. So I don't really have alarms unless I'm going somewhere. Anyways, let me stay on track. Okay, so what I was doing by visualizing these things was I was neutralizing my desires. So instead of them feeling like, you know, when you've got like a dream, like you really want to become a millionaire, you really want to quit your job, whatever it is, they feel like fantasy land. Like, they feel so not real because it's so far from the life that you're living. By visualizing it and by actually feeling it when you are thinking about it, like actually feeling this, like, oh my gosh, I'm actually driving to my cafe, like the cafe, to do my work. So when I was doing that, I wasn't just picturing it in my head. Like, I actually pretended like I was doing it. I felt like I was doing it. I felt the excitement of going there. I felt so fulfilled that I was going to a cafe to work on my business, to help my clients, to help, you know, those that I was working with. Like, I felt so excited from doing this, even though that wasn't my reality yet. What I was doing was neutralizing my desires by making them feel real, by making them actually feel like my real life. And when you do this, it doesn't feel so far-fetched. It doesn't feel like fantasy land anymore. And when you do that, you're more likely to actually put in the work to make it happen. So if you think about any of the goals that you have that just feel so ginormous, that they're so far away from your reality now, you're probably not going to every single day work on them, because you're like, well, it's like never going to happen, you know, it's like so far away, like, you know, all of those things. But when you actually every single day, and I did this every single day, visualized myself having attained those things, it felt real. And so I was more likely to put in the mahi to make it happen. And so one of the things that I do now is visualization walks. So this is when I go on a walk and I imagine myself having achieved everything that I am currently working towards. And when you do this, I want you to feel this full body emotion of achieving those things. What will it feel like? How is that going to make you feel? Are you going to feel excited? Are you going to feel happy? What does that feel like? So that's the first thing that I did to end up quitting my job. The next thing I did was I became very honest about my priorities. My priority was to quit my job. My priority was to improve my health. My priority was to create so much more fulfillment in my life. Those were my priorities. Going to parties was not my priority. Like, hanging out with people, like, obviously I'm not saying don't hang out with your friends or anything like that, but I'm like, just hanging out for the sake of hanging out wasn't my priority. My priority was building my business. My priority was building my empire. My priority was quitting my job. My priority was having enough money to do that. And so that meant making sacrifices. That meant that my actions and my habits had to match my priorities. And I wasn't willing to let people down, right? Like, when I, because everyone gets invited to things all of the time, like whether it's a birthday party, whether it's just, you know, so many different things. I had to actively decide that I was going to do some things and other things I was going to say no to. And you have to become so okay with letting people down, right? Because sometimes you have to prioritize what you're actually working towards. Now, I'm not saying you can never go to a birthday party again, you can never go to your friend's house again. What I'm saying is that sometimes you just need to prioritize things, and sometimes that means saying no to things. Sometimes that also might mean, you know, waking up earlier so that you can still make it to that, so that you can, if that's a priority for you, then making that happen. What I'm talking about is like the every single week going to a party. Like, what are you celebrating? There's nothing to celebrate. You haven't done anything. You know what I'm saying? So I stopped that and I started prioritizing my business. I started working on my business when I wasn't at my normal job. I started doing the things that I needed to make my dreams happen. The next thing that I did was I invested in mentors. So Mentors are people who have achieved what you want to, right? So at the moment, I'm currently working with a seven-figure business owner, someone who owns actually two seven-figure businesses, because that's the life that I want, right? Like, I want to do that. And so I'm paying her to teach me how to do that. And so what happens when you invest in mentors is that you collapse time. You, instead of spending years and years and years trying to figure things out, you work directly with them. You get to ask them questions. You get to find out behind the scenes what their life looks like. What are the habits that they have? What are the strategies that they use in their business? What are the systems that they optimize? What are the automations that they use? You know, you get to actually see behind the scenes of like, what are they doing in their business? And then you get to replicate that. You get to use the things that are going to work in your business. You get to get tailored support so that you can achieve what you want in your business, right? So in line with like reprioritizing things, I reprioritized where I was spending my money. So instead of spending my money on alcohol at parties, instead of spending my money on vaping, instead of spending my money buying, you know, like branded clothes, that I was like, where am I even going? Like, you know, I started spending my money on mentors. I started spending my money on coaches who could actually teach me the things that I wanted to learn. So it made me feel like, oh my gosh, all of my money is going here, because it's not cheap, right? Like, when you're first getting started, you're like, oh my gosh, this is so much money. I've never spent so much money in one go. But it's like, what are you willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice to reach your goals, right? The next thing that I did was I was willing to do things that were uncomfortable. So when I first started my business, I got a lot of people wanting to me to do public speaking, for me to run workshops, for me to just do so many different things. And for public speaking, I was scared of public speaking. Like, I did public speaking at high school and I hated that. Like, it was so terrifying. I didn't like doing it. It made me anxious, all of the different things. And as a business owner, when I was getting, you know, like really good offers to do public speaking and for this to be a really good way to make money, I had to just get over myself because I was willing to do things that were uncomfortable in order to achieve the life that I wanted, right? It's like, what are you willing to do? Because you can say that you want to quit your job, you can say that you want to do different things, but if you're not willing to actually do hard things, then do you really want it? Right? So I did a variety of things to generate money. I focused on high income things only. So I wasn't willing to do, you know, $50 things, $20 things. That wasn't going to get me to my goals. I also wasn't afraid of being 18 and charging $3,000 for a workshop or, you know, more, because I knew that the version of me who worked for herself, who didn't have a boss, she could do that so easily. And so that's part of like manifesting and visualization, is like the version of you who has achieved your goals. What kind of habits do they have? How do they speak to people? How do they, when someone asks them to do something, how do they send out the pricing for that? You know, and then actually doing that, because the only way to become your highest version of yourself is to do what they would do. So that's what I started doing. The version of me who quit my job, who could, you know, have so much freedom, she wasn't scared of sending $3,000 invoice, you know, like that was fine. So that's what I started doing. And I didn't think, oh my gosh, I'm not worth it. Oh my gosh, why would no one, you know, all of those things, because the version of me who worked for herself wasn't scared of that. So I wasn't either. Now with mentorship, I also learned how to create digital courses. This meant that my income wasn't tied to how many hours I worked. I wasn't tied to actually traveling to do public speaking, to travel to do different things. It meant that from literally being with my nans, which is where I spend a lot of my time with my nannies, my great grandmother, she passed away this year, which honestly broke my heart so much. But last year. I forget, it's a new year. And I'm also spending a lot of time with my other nan. I have always had such a really close relationship with my kuia. And one of the things that I really love now is that when I want to be with her, which at the moment I really want to just spend as much time as I can with her, this means that with selling digital courses, I can be there. It means that when I'm hanging out with my nan, I can be also making money. It means that when I'm sleeping, I can also be making money. And digital courses allow you to scale your income because they're not tied to working certain hours. They're not tied to actually doing things, right? Like, you can create marketing and you can sell your courses, your products through social media, through podcasting, through YouTube, through email marketing, whatever you want to do, right? And these things can bring in money into your account without you necessarily having to do actual things. Like, yes, of course, you've got to make the content, you've got to work on your messaging, you've got to make the messaging, you know, align with those you're wanting to bring in to your world. You've got to do all of those things. It's not like you can just do nothing. But it's like, nowhere else as a 21-year-old can I go and be making money while I'm literally having a sleep, while I'm hanging out with my nan, right? So this is what I learned. I learned how to have an amazing launch structure for digital courses. And I've posted about this on Instagram where I shared the actual launch strategy I used to make $55,000 from my course. But this is something that I am teaching my clients. This is something that they're working on too within their own businesses. I've got a variety of clients in different industries who are creating courses so that they can impact people, so they can change the world. And I love this so much because this is the flow and effect of the work that I'm doing, right? Not only am I able to impact the business owners I'm working with, but I'm also able to teach them how they can also impact thousands of people that they're working with. And so this is the ripple effect of having an online business, is that you get to change lives. And that's what I love so much about this, is that not only does it provide so much freedom and fulfillment for me in my life, but I'm also able to help other people to achieve that within their own lives. I freaking love what I do, and I'm so grateful that I get to do this for my mahi. I'm so grateful that I get to help other people achieve this within their lives. And basically everything that I'm kind of talking about is what we go over in Brown Business Besties, which is my group coaching program. This is where I personally coach business owners with the mindset of creating success within your business, because it is 80% mindset. Mindset is so important, and I just want to give you an example of this, right? So for a long time, and this goes back to what I was talking about at the beginning about visualizing the life that you want. When it feels so far-fetched, right, it feels impossible. It feels like you might not be able to achieve that. And so this could potentially be a fear of failure, right? Because you're actually scared that if you try something, you might not achieve it. And so you've got this deep-rooted fear of failure. And our brains are really smart, right? Our brains are so smart. And so what your brain will do to protect yourself from this fear of failure is that it will cause you to self-sabotage. So if you want to quit your job and you want to scale your business, self-sabotage could come in the way of perhaps saying yes to parties when you get invited, not knowing how to say no. It could be spending money on just random things. It could be vaping, it could be takeaways, it could be alcohol, it could be literally anything. It could be going on holiday, right? And this seems very innocent, right? You're just going on a holiday. But it could be actually you self-sabotaging because you know that that money is better used hiring a mentor to help you achieve that. But because you've got a subconscious fear of failure, then you're not going to do that, right? Because your brain never wants to put you in danger. It never wants to put you in harm's way. And this just goes back to, like, the basic biology of being a human. Our minds are wired to keep us alive. And if you go back to the hunter-gatherer days, if there's a wild animal coming to chase you, right, like, your brain is like, oh my gosh, run, get out of here. And so this happens in the 21st century now, where it will cause you to self-sabotage. It will cause you to do things that will literally stop you from achieving your goals. And that is how powerful the mind is, right? So mindset is huge, because it doesn't matter what strategy you're using. If your mindset is not in alignment with the success that you're wanting to achieve, you're just not going to achieve it, right? So I teach people how to master their mindset so that they can achieve anything that they want in their business. The other thing I really focus on is the strategy, because that is also really important. So what is the actual launch strategy of creating a course so that you can launch this to your community? How do you do this? like what are the different back-end systems that I use, all of those different things. This is what I teach you in Brown Business Besties so that you can actually scale your own business to 5 figures a month without working longer hours so that you can spend time doing the things you really want. I love spending time with my nanny. What do you like spending your time with? Because that is what you get to do when you have an online business that is scaling with systems, with automations, without you having to work longer hours, right? So this is Brown Business Besties. I freaking love what I do, and I love being able to help other people. I am going to put the information for Brown Business Besties in the description below, but you can also just send me a message over on Instagram at MaoriMillionaire with one underscore. Be careful because there's lots of scammers out there. But if you send me a message over on Instagram, just message me community. I will send you the details for Brown Business Besties. And then if you have any more questions, just feel free to send me another message. More than happy to help you. But yeah, that is today's podcast episode about how I quit my job, how I scaled my business to 5 figures. I would absolutely love to help you to do the same in your business. So yeah, you know where to find me if you have any questions. Otherwise, that is us for today's podcast episode. As always, none of the information provided should be considered as financial advice, but I've got a copy of the full disclaimer in the description down below. I hope you all have an incredible day, and I can't wait to talk to you again in our next podcast episode. Ka kite!